This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are scoundrels, simple as that. And this includes the rhinos that think of themselves as Republicans, but they're scoundrels. These are the people that are looking for every break. And for the record, I don't mind if you want to take advantage of a system that's in place and you say to yourself, these are the rules we play by. You know, I can't get mad, and I'll use Donald Trump as an example. He filed bankruptcy during his visit. People file bankruptcy all the time. The rules are set so that risk takers can say, you know what, I'll give it my all. I have a backup plan if things don't work out, because we need risk takers. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We profile this guy at Best Buy, a security guard, who helped the police subdue a pretty bad criminal, a guy that had a felony record. You think anybody cared? Old Tyler, they only use his first name. Tyler's out of a job because he dared do the public good. What we want these risk takers. We certainly want them when it involves us. But Best Buy,
it's our corporate policy. We got to fire them.
Donald Trump has made more wealth and more wealthy people than all of his bankruptcies combined. I mean, I'm talking about many times over. But what do they want to focus on? Oh, look at his tainted record. Tainted records are what we're about, people. I don't know how your life is, but mine ain't perfect. And I've learned more lessons from the crap than I've learned from the things that people handed to me. Don't misunderstand me. I'm appreciative when people step out and do something, you know, good and help us out. But I've learned a heck of a lot more in my strife. Again, welcome. 844-551-8255. I should tell you guys, give us your strife story. Where you're happy that you had to go through a problem. You know, I'd love to document that. I'd love a book of those that I could hand out to kids and say, here you go. There are many of them. I've been talking about this book, Outliers, and it isn't like it's so compelling, you know, it's a good read. And it tells you how people make it. And you want to know the things that really separate the men from the boys? It's attitude, it's tenacity, it's perseverance. It isn't always smarts. Smarts help. Sometimes timing. Sometimes it's family. Sometimes it's, you know, your history. Things like that. Things that you don't have much control over. But you know what? Almost always what it involves tenacity, perseverance, and, you know, savvy. Willing to get in there and roll up your sleeves. I want to talk about some Democrat, whatever, I'm going to call them leftists. They're from Morning Joe. The tax evaders of Morning Joe. That's what I figured. Well, they could make a show of Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough and his wife or whatever, Brzezinski, Micah. It would be called Rich Tax Evaders of D.C. After reports that married MSNBC anchors Joe Scarborough and Micah Brzezinski have been mysteriously broadcasting their show from Florida, sources speculated that the location is to benefit the Scarboroughs' tax situation. I documented Barbara Streisand put money in the name of her husband. Remember, it used to be on Marcus Welby, MD, I don't remember his name. But she put money in the name of, gave a house to her husband. Why did she do it? To avoid taxes. John Kerry parked his boat, Esmeralda. Esmeralda or Isabella. I know it was a Spanish name. But he parked his yacht in a neighboring state in order to avoid Massachusetts taxes. I documented that in my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. Yeah, the guy that, the rich need to pay more, the rich, the rich, the rich, the rich. And what does he do? He parks his Esmeralda because he doesn't want to pay $500,000 in taxes. John Kerry, married to one of the richest women in the world, Teresa Hines, of the Hines ketchup fortune, and he doesn't want to pay his $500,000 in taxes on his yacht. They're tax evaders. We could have a show just dedicated to the top, you know, those top 10 criminal shows, like top 10 stupid criminals or whatever. We could do that with leftists all day. We could have months of these shows. It would run longer than America's Most Wanted. Anyway, the Morning Joe anchors had been reportedly on a home set in Jupiter, Florida, but using Washington, D.C. backdrops. Sources said the reason for the locale was a tax dodge, albeit a completely legal one, since Scarborough has a home in Florida and we would need to spend a certain amount of time there for any tax benefit. Micah just goes along for the ride, a source says. Huh. See, I wouldn't care. What I care about, I'll put it to you this way. Let me just use Kevin Jackson as an example, because that's who you're listening to. I will take advantage of every tax incentive that they give me, because it's me getting my money back. And it's me getting my money back over crap that these people do every day. Stuff that I don't care about, I don't want. So I want my money back. And if I have to live in Florida or live here to do whatever, I'll do it. I'll do whatever it takes. I'm upfront about it. I believe the government takes far too much of my money, gives it to people who do not give a crap about it. They don't care how I have to earn it. All they care about is how much they get. And I'm sick of it. So I say, that's what I want mine back. But Democrats don't say that. They say they need to be taxed higher. What is Ocasio-Cortez?
I take a 70% tax on the wealthy.
And then Juan Castro,
I think it should be Luis, what's his name?
Juan Castro, I think it's his name. Luis Castro, what, I don't know. Some leftist crazy, you know, moronic Hispanic says, I remember when it was 90%. I won't work for 90%. If I get to that dollar where it stops, I'll stop. I'm like the poor. When I get to that dollar that'll take me over to where I got to start paying all my own stuff, I'll stop. I'll go on the black market. What these people do is they create people that try to skip out. These disingenuous liars, Micah and her husband, what she should have said is, Joe, that's not fair. You shouldn't do that. We need to pay our fair share of taxes. Said no Micah ever. If you think it's going to stop her from getting her Botox and her hair appointments and her nails done and her massages and living in their nice homes, you must be out of your freaking conservative mind. It'll never happen. These people they don't care. I start out another show telling you, you got to understand something when you're dealing with leftists. This is a very good lesson at the Blacksburg University, Chancellor Kevin Jackson. You're getting some good instruction. The left don't care about you. They don't care about your money. They care about getting your money. They care about maintaining their lifestyles. And if you ever dismiss that, you're going to lose the battle. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President Trump has been re-invited to deliver the State of the Union address. Now that the government is open, Pelosi says, it's okay, we will have him. Let's give the State of the Union now because it's open to government and we can move forward. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I don't know what the president's going to say, but I know this. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. The clock is ticking on the border wall. What are the Democrats going to do? I told you what I would do. I would play Barack Obama, Chuck Schumer, all these people. I'd play what they said during this whole the border wall issue. We have Barack Obama from 2011. It's shocking.
The system's still broken. And to truly deal with this issue, Congress needs to act. And that moment is now. This week, the Senate will consider a common-sense, bipartisan bill that is the best chance we've had in years to fix our broken immigration system. It will build on what we've done and continue to strengthen our borders. It will make sure that businesses and workers are all playing by the same set of rules. And it includes tough penalties for those who don't. It's fair for middle-class families by making sure that those who are brought into the system pay their fair share in taxes and for services. And it's fair for those who try to immigrate legally by stopping those who try to skip the line. It's the right thing to do. Now, this bill isn't perfect. It's a compromise. And going forward, nobody's going to get everything that they want. Not Democrats, not Republicans, not me. But this is a bill that's largely consistent with the principles that I and the people on this stage have laid out for common sense reform. First of all, if passed, this bill would be the biggest commitment to border security in our nation's history. It would put another $6.5 billion on top of what we're already spending towards stronger, smarter security along our borders. It would increase criminal penalties against smugglers and traffickers. It would finally give every employer a reliable way to check that every person they're hiring is here legally. And would hold employers more accountable if they knowingly hire undocumented workers. So it strengthens border security, but also enforcement within our borders. I know there's a lot of talk right now about border security, so let me repeat. Today, illegal crossings are near their lowest level in decades. And if passed, the Senate bill, as currently written and is hitting the floor, would put in place the toughest border enforcement plan that America has ever seen. So nobody's taking border enforcement lightly.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I dare you, leftists, I dare you to Google the outcome of any of Obama's border enforcement legislation. Google anything that was said in that clip and then get back with me and tell me what was accomplished. Obama said he was going to increase the penalties against smugglers, drug smugglers and human traffickers or whatever, something along those lines. Nothing happened. Obama said he was going to implement some sort of a e-verify system to make sure that employers were not able to hire illegals. Nothing happened. He said he would increase the penalties against people who knowingly hire illegals. Nothing happened. If you Google Obama and what he did for border security, you know what you'll get? You'll get propaganda. You'll get propaganda that says Barack Obama deported more illegals and undocumented people than anybody, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know whether that's true or it's not true. But here's what I will tell you. If you're, you know, there's this thing called equilibrium. All right. And it's and I can give it to you in electronic terms, or I can give it to you in chemical terms or whatever. But equilibrium, it's a system where in and out is equal. In other words, if you've got a certain amount of cold air, you have a certain amount of warm air, and you reach 72 degrees, for example, and that's the temperature you want, when those mix, you reach equilibrium. If you don't, if it's too much cold air versus too much warm air, different things change in your ecosystem. So what Barack Obama says is, oh, we deported more undocumented people than anything. Yeah, but at the time, he was bringing in 10 times more undocumented. I mean, I don't have the specific numbers, but I think you get my point. He could brag, we deported 1 million illegals out of America, but we brought in 5 million new ones. Now, what that is that's called, in the real world, it's lie by omission. But in the world of politics, that's considered the truth. Maybe he did. Maybe Barack Obama did exactly what he said. I don't know, and I quite frankly don't care. Because what I do know with 100% certainty is we had more illegals coming into this country than Obama was deporting. And I also know Barack Obama accomplished nothing in the way of stopping the flow. So his comprehensive immigration plan that he mentioned in that clip brought nothing. Yep, it brought absolutely nothing to us in America except more illegals. And the more that I've analyzed this issue, the more I say to myself that was their goal all along. Their goal was never to, you know, to make us whole. Their goal was never to stop this influx of Democratic voters. Their goal all along has been to pretend that they're dealing with this issue. And he talked about the money he gave. We, in addition to the money we gave another $6-something billion. And let me ask you this. Why are we fighting for $5.7 billion? If the Democrats are so interested in solving the problem, why are we having to fight so hard? You get what I'm saying? 2011, before Obama got reelected, he was telling us what we wanted to hear. And by the end of 2016, he had accomplished absolutely nothing. Obama lived up to every sense of the word. He was an empty suit. Unbelievable. And it's unbelievable that, you know, look, it's not unbelievable. The media isn't going to deal with this honestly. The Democrats don't want to deal with this honestly. Donald Trump is solving the problem. He will solve this problem. And he's going to solve it whether they like it or not. And I said earlier in the broadcast, I think I ended the first segment saying, disregard the polls. Don't worry about the polls. You're in good shape. And the reason why it was actually yesterday I talked about this. We have enough time for everything to sink in of what these Democrats are doing. Now, I'm not telling you rest on your laurels because, you know, I'm sick of watching you rest on your laurels, to be honest with you. I keep talking about what we need in help to help. And you know, I don't know whether you guys are responding to it or not. I know the impact so far hasn't been felt. But, you know, we're going to keep doing what we do as long as we can. But if we do our part over the next 2 years, we wipe these people out. Pelosi's already struggling because her numbers are super low over all of this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're building the wall right now. It's going up fairly rapidly. We're renovating tremendous amounts of wall, which is good stuff that's in very bad shape with massive holes in it and fencing coming down. It's being beautifully renovated. In some cases, we have to replace it. We renovate some, we replace some, we build some new. But the wall is going up right now in all different forms.
President Trump at the White House regarding wall funding. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill as well,
Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, was giving her weekly press conference where she talks about wall funding being included in that package that the Democrats and Republicans are working together on.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
The extreme cold temperatures across the Midwest are now responsible for at least 10 people dying. Forecasters are saying temperatures should start to moderate by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You mentioned AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Let's talk about what she's saying on Twitter, how she's using Twitter, Laura. You wrote about conservative media reactions to what she's doing. What do you think is fueling the constant attacks on Fox against this freshman congresswoman?
Well, look, she's got a target on her back because she ticks every box that makes conservative men uncomfortable. She's a woman. She's Latina. She's young. She's working class. And she's a millennial. She's a Democratic socialist. Everything that makes people uncomfortable, and she's a star. She's a rising Democratic star. She's got a lot of power. People are really responding to her on social media, as Charlotte said, in the same way that people responded to Trump kind of emotionally a couple years ago. So I think in some ways she's sort of the ideal anti-Trump, and she is threatening white conservative men's power, and they're terrified of her.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Woo! Lucky for me, I'm a black conservative man, because I would be terrified of her. Alexandria? Wasn't it Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? We should be afraid of her. We should be scared. Why? Because she makes men uncomfortable. Well, why does she do that? Because, well, first, she's a woman. That should do it, right? All men are uncomfortable around women. No, not true. But I know some that are, like gay men are a little more uncomfortable around women. They're a little awkward. They don't know what to do with them. They're like, that's a woman. I don't even know what to do. I don't know. I don't want her. What do I do with a woman? Oh, here's another thing that we should be afraid of, men. I don't know if you noticed, but you should be afraid because she's Latina. Yeah, she's Latina. I don't know what that means. Maybe she's volatile?
When I love women, I tell you, Latina women are weird breed. Sometimes I get stressed out with Latina women. I got to be honest with you. I love you to death. But I'm dating white girls now. White girls it is. Not only that, you can cheat on a white girl. What happens when you cheat on a white girl? She writes you a letter. I'm disappointed. How can you do this to me, Mike? If you ever want to see me again, I'll be at my mom's house. Whatever. See, cheat on a Latina girl. A Latina girl doesn't go to her mom's house. She goes to her best friend's house. Then they start plotting. Huh? Yo, we gotta f*** them up for real, man. We gotta go kill them. Yo, let's go to his house and f*** up his car. Next thing you know, it's 2 in the morning. There's 2 ninjas flashing tires.
Is that it? Is that what it is? She's a Latina woman? Is that what we should be afraid of? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Look, I'm not the one saying that. That was a Latino dude talking. Oh, yeah. So, going back here, the reason why we should be afraid of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is because she's a woman and she's a Latina. But it gets even better. Yeah. We should be afraid of her because she's young. Yeah. Her youth should scare every white conservative male out there. Keep in mind, the people talking about this have the oldest candidates in the... this has got to be the oldest party of Democrats I've seen in a while. And their leaders are Bernie Sanders. Bernie's like 75, something like that. Joe Biden, he's in his 70s. Elizabeth Warren, 69 or so. Hillary Clinton in her 70s. I mean, these are their leaders. Nancy Pelosi? How old is Pelosi? I don't know. I really don't. I know she's old. Chuck Schumer, as my grandmother says, looks like death eating a cracker. These people are 70, 80 years old, hanging on to the vestige of power, whatever they can do. And this girl has the nerve to say, we're afraid of youth. Let me tell you, the Democrats are more afraid of this wild cat, Ocasio-Cortez, than any Republican. There's a lot to fear, right? Because Ocasio-Cortez, well, she's lighting it up, man. People are resonating with her. I don't know who's actually resonating with her, but they say that people are resonating with her, so I'll take their word for it. She's resonating. She goes on to say, here's the other reason why you should be afraid. She's a Democratic socialist. She's a young Latina woman, and I think they said she appeals to the working class. I don't know how many working class people, I'm not going to speculate. New York's in her district is a crazy place. I don't think she's as popular as they want us to believe her to be, but, and I have a bigger point to get to here in a bit, because it was the last point she made that got me. But they say they're afraid of her because she's a Democratic socialist. That's what Bernie Sanders was. You know who was most afraid of the Democratic socialist by the name of Bernie Sanders? Her name was Hillary Clinton. She didn't want Bernie to win, and he didn't. And let me tell you something else. If they don't want Ocasio-Cortez to win, she'll be gone. The Democrats are afraid of her, trust me, more than not afraid of her. They're not afraid of her per se. They're going to give her a certain amount of... But if she gets out of line too much, she'll get chastised. Believe it. Now, here's what really makes the Democrats mad. They're not going to tell you this, but you'll hear it on the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to give you the inside scoop on politics. What Democrats hate more than anything is they hate when somebody leapfrogs them. See, Ocasio-Cortez is a joke. She never should have gotten elected, but she did. She leapfrogged some Democrat that they wanted to win, and she got in. And now she's in, and you know what they called her? A rising Democratic star. They have to say that. They got to say something good about her. Why? Because she's a Latino woman. She's a young Latino woman. Everything that the Democrats are telling us is what they fear about Ocasio-Cortez. She's a young Latino woman who is a Democratic socialist, ergo a radical. And you know what she did? She leapfrogged a bunch of people to get to where she is. And that is a dangerous person in either party. But if there's anybody that's willing to hurt you, to cut you off at the knees, Tanya Harding you, it is the Democrats. And that's what Ocasio-Cortez faces. They'll tolerate her for a little bit, but they're plotting against her. I can tell you this. There's no Republican plotting against Ocasio-Cortez. They like what they see. They think she perfectly represents the Democratic Party. And if I were the Republicans, I would be running this girl's commercials nonstop into the coal miners of West Virginia and the offshore oil people and all the blue-collar workers. I would run everything this girl says 24/7. It would be the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez channel, and I would make it so interesting and fun that everybody would want to be a part of it. Working class, this idea that she's going to lead some socialist revolution and become the Castro of America is a joke, and the Democrats know it. Rising Democratic star, though. And Perez, Tom Perez, the DNC chair, said she is the future of the party. He wasn't even kidding. For him, she represents the future of the party. But here's the most interesting thing that was said. At least according to me. I listened to it. You guys heard the clip. The girl said people are responding to her the same way they responded to Trump 2 years ago. Now, let's ask ourselves this. What could Ocasio-Cortez draw? What is her draw outside of her area? There will be some Democrat looky-loos who will come hear this girl speak, and they won't be impressed. Trump is still going to be the biggest draw. Tell me what Kamala Harris can do outside of her district. Tell me what Ocasio-Cortez can do. If she's not speaking to colleges or whatever, she's just going to go to a town, come see Ocasio-Cortez. How many people does she draw? She might get some looky-loos like Bernie Sanders did at first, but it'll be a fraction, geometrically less than Donald Trump. But here's what that girl was saying without saying it. She's saying Donald Trump's rise is real. She knows, I'm talking about Ellie Bassett, this girl who was giving us all these reasons why we fear Ocasio-Cortez. She's giving you the reasons why the Democrats fear Ocasio-Cortez and why Donald Trump is legit. See, Ocasio-Cortez is not legit. She's in most Democratic circles, she's a moron. And no, look, I'm going to tell you something, people. You don't have to believe me. You go talk to the big dollar Democrats. They don't like Ocasio-Cortez. They want her gone. She has to make her money through the grassroots, the little guys. But she's not going to get that big money. And Donald Trump had a legit campaign. And that's why he was able to command these big audiences. And that's why Donald Trump ultimately became president. But for them to try to lump her into the same category isn't a tribute to her. That's a tribute to Donald Trump. And I want you to understand that she just spilled the beans because they want us to believe that Trump's populism is not a big deal. It's not real. It doesn't exist. He's only at 40% approval. How could anybody like this guy?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Got a bit of weird news here. I like weird news. It sort of gets us back to reality that everything's not political per se. I mean, it all is, but you know, so there's some politics you can talk about that's very interesting and it makes a point. And this story is, and I'm going to read it, a Central Texas cemetery is turning a sad story into a happier ending. The staff of the Central Texas State Veterans Cemetery is extending an invitation to anyone in the area to attend a funeral for an unaccompanied veteran. United States Air Force veteran Joseph Walker will be laid to rest 10 a.m. with full military honors. As no next of kin is in the picture, a representative of the Veterans Land Board will accept the American flag on the veterans' behalf. The Veterans Land Board runs this particular cemetery. An invitation to the public to attend his funeral is based on a sentiment that no veteran should be buried alone. The cemetery extended the invitation on the Facebook page. And I think this is what it read. We have the distinct honor to provide full military burial for an unaccompanied Air Force veteran, Joseph Walker, on Monday, 10 a.m. Yeah. If you have the opportunity, please come out and attend. We do not leave veterans behind. Cemetery staff was unable to locate any family members. That's why they put it out to the community in Killeen, Texas. He served between 1964 and 68. And here's the deal. Lots of people jumped in to guarantee that the word gets around, including media figures, and that brings me to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is one of the guys that saw the invitation and decided that he would send the word out, and he did. So he tweeted this. Air Force veteran Joseph Walker will be laid to rest. Nobody's expected to attend, blah, blah, blah. And he posted the location. Jake Tapper tweeted it. No one is expected to attend, blah, blah, blah. No vet. I'm just saying, there are times I don't like Jake Tapper. I think he's a tool. But he did the right thing here. So people came out. Anyway, here's what they went on to say. Funerals for unaccompanied veterans happen more frequently than you think. Often members of local veterans groups attend the funerals. And here's what they said. Since 2000, Dignity Memorial and other funeral homes in more than 30 cities have organized about 3,000 funerals for soldiers, sailors, and Marines who died alone, but still deserve a dignified funeral and burial. And then they went on to list the people that they've done this for. Here's what it made me think about, though. It made me think that the generation coming up, the millennials and the generation, maybe the Generation X, the millennials, and Generation Z, wouldn't even come. Wouldn't even show up. Anyway, they say the process to hold these funerals involves various local, state, and national agencies. Sadly, many of them are homeless, and relatives that may be out there are unwilling to come forward. So, let's see. For the funeral of Walker, a local motorcycle group is rallying its members to attend. A member of the Wind Therapy Freedom Riders is also encouraging public to attend. Let's show our respect to an American veteran, said Luis Rodriguez. They meet at Ruby's Barbecue in Round Rock, Texas. And they said stories like this that honor America's veterans, especially at the end of their lives, are a welcome change from the constant stream of 24/7 news. Rest in peace, Joseph Walker. That was written on Hot Air just recently. And I hope many people showed up to this guy's funeral. I really do. I can't imagine that send-off. He doesn't know. I mean, his earthly body's gone. But I want to believe that we will never lose that level of respect. I can't tell you that it's going to happen. I really don't know. But I'm glad that they did something about this particular guy, and I'm glad Ted Cruz got involved. I'm also glad that Jake Tapper did. It shows me that on the left, maybe there exists still a little piece of humanity. In fact, Tapper's starting to I'm not going to tell you he's made a comeback, because he hasn't. But there are a couple times where he's held the feet to the fire of these leftists where I go, man, good for you. Now we got to shift gears. Florida man is behind bars after stealing what he thought were hydrocodone pills, but they turned out to be over-the-counter laxatives and not powerful prescription opioids. Wow. That's a big mistake, potentially. Cops allege that Peter Hans Emery, 56, took the pills from a lockbox at the victim's Pinellas home Thursday morning. The complaint lists Emery's home address as the site of the theft itself. His relationship with the 49-year-old victim is unknown. Emery, cops say, was recorded by a video camera entering the victim's lockbox, selecting a pill bottle, pouring pills into his hand, then leaving. The pill container was labeled hydrocodone, acetaminophen. I think he was set up. I think people knew this dude is he's going to steal pills, They put those in there. I'm telling you, does come on, this rings as a setup. My producers are like, at first, now you're starting to see, yes, they agree with me now. It looks too much like a setup. You know, okay, I don't know how these people know each other. I don't know people involved. But video camera of your lockbox? Anyway, they subsequently discovered that he had not swiped painkillers. Emery did. The pill bottle actually contained dosages of Equate Gentle Laxative, which promises predictable overnight relief of constipation. When Pinellas police department officers caught up with Emery, he reportedly admitted taking the pills because he thought they were hydrocodone, but he threw them away. When he learned they were something else. How did that lesson come about? Oh, man. That's too funny. So I'm thinking about... Okay, so I'm thinking about a story when I was a kid. I went to stay with my great-grandfather. My brother and I did. And right next door was a girl, I think her name was Cookie, and her brother. Her brother was about my age, and my brother's age, and Cookie was like 3 years older than me or my brother. So my great-grandfather, he came in, I don't know why he asked, but he goes, "Have you boys had a bowel movement?" And I didn't even know what it was, and I don't think my brother did either. But he's holding a little piece of chocolate in his hand. And he goes, y'all been here for 3 days, whatever number of days. He goes, "I ain't seen y'all have a bowel movement." I'm thinking, well, I haven't seen you have one either, but I figure you have. I mean, that's my smart butt me now. But at the time, I didn't even know what a bowel movement was. So when he said, "Have you had one?" I said, "No." And I see this little piece of chocolate because I'm thinking, is that a bowel movement? So my great-grandfather breaks off one of these X-Lax chocolates, and he gives me and my brother a little piece of it each. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you being so chintzy with the chocolate? But I ate my little piece of chocolate, my brother ate his, and that was that. The next day, I'm with Cookie and her brother, and we're in my grandfather's garden. And trust me, this house was squalor. We lived in squalor, my great-grandfather did. So I'm in his garden. And we're picking fruit and veggies and stuff because my great-grandmother goes, "Go out there and give me some tomatoes and some onions and potatoes," whatever, because that's the way you did in the country. So we're out there, and when I tell you these are the biggest, sweetest, juiciest tomatoes, I'm talking about you cut them. There's no white in the middle. They are like steak. Okay, you've seen these. They serve them at really good restaurants. And they're huge. They're the size of a grapefruit. So I take this tomato. We're picking tomatoes. And suddenly, I have the urge to go to the bathroom. I'm talking about like I've never had the urge to go to the bathroom. And I start looking for a place. And there's Cookie. I can't drop trowel in front of Cookie. So the shed is too far. So I make a run for the screen door to go into the house. And unfortunately, I didn't make it. And next thing I know, doo-doo is crawling down my calf muscle, and my brother hits the door at the same time, and he's looking at me like, "What?" And when he sees that I'm taking a crap on myself, he starts laughing, "Ooh, doo-doo, doo-doo," right? So I start crying. I can only imagine that's what Emery did when the cops found him. Oh, man, dude took a laxative versus his hydrocodone, which was to end his, misery on all that. They said he was booked into Pinellas County Jail on felony charges since his rap sheet included two prior theft convictions, facing probation violation charges, et cetera, et cetera. And I think he was set up. I think somebody knew he was going to steal this, whoever the owner of this house was. But hey, he's the one in deep doo-doo now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.